It's in Lisbon, North Dakota, and I'm with you from the word go.
Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. The Hillishog Knowledge Tour continues in the Bay City, Michigan area. Red River Farm Network's Randy Coonan is there with this report.
The Hillishog Knowledge Tour is brought to you by Hillishog Sugar Beet Seed. Michigan Sugar's official variety tours moves into the Thumb area on Michigan's east side. Beet Sugar Development Foundation Executive Vice President Paul Feniger says Cercospora continues to be an area of concern for beet growers.
Growers have done an excellent job controlling leaf spot in this area, but the pressure isn't going away. When you have growing degree days up there where they should be, and then you get this high humidity, 80 plus degree temperatures, it puts a lot of pressure on the beet crop. So looking at the leaf spot nurseries, looking at the Rhizoctonia nurseries, all the research that's going on here in the state of Michigan, which is also a concern for other areas, we have different problems, but as the industry goes, and with the Beet Sugar Development Foundation, I work closely with the USDA and Ag Research Services of the government, and then scientists with land-grant colleges, North Dakota State, Michigan State, Colorado State, cover beets and research from the East Coast, East Coast, but Beltsville, Maryland, all the way to Kimberly, Idaho. The concern is for resistant strains to the fungicides, and so it's extremely important for growers to rotate their fungicide classes and to have combinations that prevent it. Michigan Sugar, and I'm familiar with them, they've done an excellent job educating growers on to what to use, when to use it, but the pressure's still there, and we're good. We don't start full delivery here until about the 25th of October, so we got a good 6 weeks to go yet.
What's been the major focus for research? Is it mostly Cercospora?
Cercospora is a big one, and the other concern is for some of our products that are challenged with the re-registrations for the government. I mean, we're doing a lot of work with neonics. Glyphosate's always in the conversation. Chlorpyrifos, another one that's, so we're having webinars and we're having a series of conversations and conference calls, making sure that the products we need are registered and used according to the label. That's the big thing.
The Hillishog Knowledge Tour, brought to you by Hillishog Beet Seed. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Randy Coonan.